Good morning. Gananchar Sekhtup Darjeeling students that are here, and students that are on the internet, good morning. And also we want to welcome the Gananchar Sekhtup Cultural Tours. Monks tour from Gananchar Sekhtup Monastery. We're here for the remainder of December, mostly. And did you want to say anything about that, Chopil? Okay. Chopal's going to take a little break. They've been touring the country a lot and been very successful in their tour, and we wish them a much more success in the following year coming up, especially in time for His Holiness's visit in May of next year. The Gananchar Sekhtup Cultural Tour will be doing a Samandala and a performance and having many things there for everybody that comes to that event. And as you all know, here and possibly on our website as well, and those that are watching, that you can now register for His Holiness's initiation on May 1st. And soon we will announce the subject matter and the time of the public talk that's going to happen in the later in the afternoon of the May 1st. Also, for those that are not keeping up with the schedule at Thupten Darjeeling, next Wednesday is Sok Day, and we'll be here for the Sok on Wednesday evening at 7:30. Next Saturday, for those who are allowed to be able to do the self-initiation of Vajrayogini, we'll be doing that on Saturday. And then next Sunday's teachings. And Geshe-la, what else? Yeah. Is there something else? So teachings will continue as regularly scheduled, and that's all. Thank you.
Namo Yanguru Yame
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, the importance of motivations. If you can generate or you can take the proper motivations of the bodhicitta, which is the altruistic intentions or changjukdesen, that is the best motivations. If it is very hard to take these motivations, then contemplate upon the subject upon impermanence and death. So, however, you will try from your side with the best. Then Geshe-la will give you the current oral transmission.
Pemayan 天巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒巴勒 Nami Lobe Sanjay
Today we are current here on the page 106, how to practice diligently without sleeping at the wrong time and how to act properly at the time of sleep. These indicate us our behavior when we are during sleeping time. Geshe-la said that we should not waste our time of sleeping as the Jodin is the friend relative of Sutilika, the Charyanagarjuna. He commanded that all responsible one, after cultivating virtue all day and in the first and last periods of the night as well, sleeping between these periods with mindfulness. So therefore, Geshe-la wants to comment that we should not waste our time at the time of sleeping. That is the post-meditation section.
Any pigge, Karsa, Louis Lerunche, and Sugar Shin, the Chevalier, New Kujot, Tauzor, Tundu Gun, any pigge, Karsa, Shun Yams and Lambalia, any case of jewel, it is an in Yoga, Gizin of the Nidita, Nung Shatam in the Chili, any Nung Shatam in this church in the Silver Rotty, Saint Yi, the Shaparabat, any Yoga.
Yes, the purpose of we take the sleeping because it's strength our physical body. As when our physical body became very strong, then it's better to practice the dharma. So practice the dharma with the two efforts of the perseverance of the due respect and hardship to practice the dharma. However, in we are take the sleeping. Because of in order to strengthen our or make energy our body, we sleep at the between the early of the mid early of the night and then the last of the night.
ene pige ta jense na rida ji bu singe de ene hen ji bu me yin za de ge pi lu ge che wa da sen ji sen to wa sen ten ba de wo de ge jing na me za de ge ye de de ge pi ge chuo zong ba le ene pi lu sim ge che che mu yong ge de ge da pi ge ka sa che ju jing bi le si.
So how we take the position of the sleeping when we take the sleep? We do sleep as the sleeping way of the snow line. Now because of that the example, the snow line is a very strong animal and then he never fell upon the other animals. So if you do like that, then it's better for our practice. In the other example of that, the other animals, wild animals, they when they take the sleep, they do upside and down sleepings, and then other way of sleepings. Those sleepings with gesture or the postures are not good for sign. So we should not sleeping like the other animals. If you are sleeping like the way of the snow line, then your body become not loosing or not too relaxed, and then also you will not dream of such a horrible dream. And then also your mindfulness will be very clear and strong also.
That the Luke Jolum Jet, that somebody should have somebody in this order. No end to his head, no up in the da, Ninda of a lord, occasion there were no end to his head. In the summer of Carton was also with them, you and it, Piggy, Ninsum goes on Carsio in the Tinek Piggy, Cas Tunjung in the Samsung in the Gunjung in the Carpet in the Tinek Piggy, that sure come around the Yidishan. In ye Mason about the end of the tip, ye Mason about the end of the Gary, some of the Malavs in what do Nego was.
And when it's very closing time to sleep, then it says that the idea of the illumination or the light, and also whatever you have practiced in the daytime, the practice of the listening and the practice of the contemplation. So until you're going to sleep, review whatever you have practiced in the daytime, and however you will take your sleeping time as the way of the virtuous sleeping.
Ni 교회 미국에 세운 점이 때에 있는 페이지 까무정아 때 가보러 와. 근데 점점 점심 후 디제는 가리 연습 신다 내놓고 샤워된 사막 보험을 못 들이 여와 초지 시도 숨이 되는 로토고 말아 와. 시대 니디 계수 야구 국도 니이 그런 강상대 있는 개발이 또 그랬어.
It's right. If you can check your sleeping time or the actions in towards the Dharma actions, then that's very good. That we sleep long time in the night. However, if we sleep the 3 or 4 times in the night, if you make up our proper motivation beginning of the sleep, then whole of our sleeping becomes to the virtuous actions. So if we analyze upon our daytime meditation, then it's very hard to keeping or placing our mental attitude on the object of the Dharma.
但是他们的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是很多人的人生是
daytimes, however, the appearance of this life comes again and again. Therefore, when we do the practice, then it's very important to the two mental factors. The one mental factor, it's say the temper or the mindfulness, and other mental factor called the shishin, vigilance, or the mental awareness. Those two are very requirements. When we focus our mental attitudes towards the dharma object or the nipa, so at that time there's a one mental factor. It named in Tibetan shishin, vigilance, or either vigilance or the mental awareness. This mental awareness is like a spy which analyzes and checking upon our mental consciousness. It is correct on the object or not.
Here
it says, in order to free from the very deep sleep, we have to concern upon the idea of the illumination, the mindfulness, and the vigilance, and the idea of rising, which supposed to not in the deep sleep. In the other way, we should not too much attach on the sleepings. We need or requirement the sleeping because we have to strengthen our physical body, which depends on the sleepings. And that time we should also concern and contemplate that the sleeping should not harm on our practice of the dharma. Therefore, it gives the example of the snow line or the snow line, the animals. That animal very easy to awake. The other animals also, they never sleep in the deep fall sleep. Because of that, they are always very scared with the other animals. Even very small sounds, they can wake up. So we should sleep like that also.
Oh,
When we awake from the sleeping, then we should be very smart mind to awake from the sleeping time. In the example that if some person who usually sleeps very deep and many times, but if he or she has a very important job, then he might thought that, oh, I have to wake up at the early in the morning tomorrow. I should not wake up at the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock on the tomorrow morning. So as he took that motivations in the night before he go to sleep, and then at the early in the morning he can sleep at the right time. Therefore, the mental thought and the motivations is very strong.
Tā sāngjī kī pīkē sīngkē tā nīgu sē, wā tē mājī pī nīgu sē, tē mā dā kī sē, wā sāngjī kī nā yīnī, mī nī pā rūpa, kā rūsā wā, tāp jī tū rūpa sē wā, nī bē pā sē mū, sē mū pā jē pā sē wā sē, sē tā sāngjī kī pīkē sīngkē nī tā nīgu sē, wā tē yā kī yīlī tē mā sē nī, tē lī mī dā sē nī, nī tā sāngjī kī sāng pā nā sē, tū sē, nī pā jē jī nīgu rī sē, tū sē yī nī kā rūpa sē nā, tē sē wā rūpa.
Therefore, as according as the advice of the Buddha or Sangye, be strength or proper your mindfulness, and you can follow as according as the advice of the Buddha. Here it says that I will always practice staying awake as the Buddha taught, and then with great effort develop an aspiration to this end. When you doing your daily practice, if you done well today, then that's okay. If you done not well Dharma practice today, then it's very important to inspire yourself, or you need the energetic thought or mind that, oh, tomorrow I will not miss to do the Dharma practice. I will do better than today, tomorrow. Then it says the instructions of the mind training. It says that all the trainings in the one life, including in one life, that day after day, if someone practice very well, then your life become a practice of Dharma.
Yewe kare nipa ji mi xe pa, ene pe ngen peke ta xita angpo rondo wame ji ngen rup sabo yu na, tuk si yiwa nengi pe nyo di kongzi kongzi ya dop to ya wote zo di xe yu nga, dine kuwa ya.
And then if you're doing like that, then you can make off effort upon the Dharma practice.
ただ、いや、けど、この差し引きをせいぎ、それば、何しゃべでみよう、ねぞとばティナンでり、ティナンに。えね、せいぎそれば、えね、にゃぐじゅんでに、てずわだからさ。へしぼひゅいどうするからさ、からさな。ティンやぼしょんえね、えねびげ。つづ、とらんろやげ、えね、もんぼしきぐるどしゃだ、てやぼしょぐれす。うてそんどわ。てぎぜからせんてるわだ。ぺな。 세게 你的过三个东东西嘛，就是这个三个人嘛，你的那些的个人哇，个你个那三个东东西嘛，都是这个家里家个，你家个要么看个要么了哇，晓得过开放这个通过了哇，晓得家里些啥没吧？哎，你别个叫我家全部员工，你这个规划的话，晓得这里呀，你年轻人是搞啥个？啥些稀呢？你要不行呢？哎，你别。
Here at the practice of the between sections, there are four practices of the mindfulness, vigilance, and the practice of the appropriating diets and sleeping practice. So among those, the two final practice, what we call the yoga or the practice of the proper diet and the sleeping practice. Those two are very important among them. Because of that, we waste our daytime because of chatting too much and eating too much. Also, the most of the sleeping time, we waste our time. If we utilize our time, proper time on the proper diet and the sleeping, then whole of our life can be regarding of the post meditation section or between meditation sections. Because of that, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa, he particularly emphasized towards the appropriate diet and the sleeping practice.
嗯，这，但是，所以说的不是，下头你那时候没有说，我提供的，他爸爸同没有提起有啥了，可是，多长的，你写一下，也把你控制不提，是的，爸爸同没有，如果能，应该你接受不是都送不赢是好了。嗯，The
Jerem Buchen Lama Tsongkhapa, he refers to this the sutra of the Arya Asanga, and through this he explained these meditation sections and so on.
但当那里呢，他当我们考虑起来的，那边那里写的呢，但你那时候的呢，劳动派对呢，用过中，但我一说说是那边那些那劳动工友，天天就跟人家讲，国家的没到过那，说是我一点都没着有什么都，用过就是我一觉得刚刚那呢，他在写地上意思过的，工个，都工个不给写当着的，电脑一些的是，但我一点都照顾不着么子，因为昨晚当就刚刚几百几讲意思过，怎么起来的时候，但工课比讲的时候的。
嗯，So when someone is doing the meditation, so here as according to the meditation upon the Guru Yoga or the Laminature Guru devotions, so starting from these meditations up to the meditation of the Vipassana or Lakdong, which is the penetrative insight in English, so all are very similar to do take the meditations as according as your preparations and the conclusion meditations. The different shape is you have to for changing or shift your object of the meditations. For example, if you instead of your guru yoga or laminature guru devotions, then you can shift it on the actual meditation if you want to meditate upon the importance of the precious human leisure and the opportunities or endowments and so on.
嗯，这个是我们国内啊，现在的这些我记得了呢，听说吧，我是叫啊，就送村庄小学去了，但的村庄小学的现在的意思。嗯，嗯，here
the part of the Guru Yoga or the Guru Shinya Densi or the relying upon the spiritual master or the Guru, it has some few part, what you call the part of the preparatory, the part of the actual meditations, and then the conclusions parts. This have done right now.
Hmm.
After that, the subject or the parts of the Guru Yoga or and the Lamination Guru devotions, then regarding of the subject matter of the how to do the proper motivation, proper meditations, then some meditator or the advisor that has given the wrong explanation of the meditations. Therefore, it's called the misconception about the meditations. We have to refute or reject that someone who given the wrong advice or the instructions. What they said that when you do the analytical meditation or the Chaikom, then there's an these meditations are not these analytical meditations are not necessary for someone who do the meditations. That due to the meditations, that you have to meditate nothing less. That's the way how to do the meditation. The persons or who has the misconception upon the meditation, there are three wisdom or what we call the listening wisdom, contemplating wisdom, and then the meditation wisdom. When they thought that when you need the meditation wisdom, the you need the the person said that that's the wrong idea or the wrong thought. If someone analyze or checking upon the meditation when they're doing the real meditations, it said that he said this person said that the analytical meditation just only necessary for the time of the listening and then the contemplating time. So reject of that the Sutra Alankara is. Express that those three steps of the wisdom, the wisdom of the listening and contemplating wisdom, and then meditation wisdom. These are the proper causes once arising another. These are the process. The process, the number one, the hearing or listening. The second, the contemplating. And then third, the meditating. So, for example, if someone wants to understand upon the meditate upon the taking refuge or kamjo, then first he or she should be listening from one masters, and from his hearing or listenings, then he can contemplate upon the taking refuge. After that, he can meditate upon the subject of the taking refuge. So these are the process. What we call the Samjung or the contemplating wisdom which arises from the hearing wisdom, that we have to contemplate again and again upon the objects. That's the contemplating wisdom. And it also not said that someone do the contemplating, there's no need to open the mouth, or there's no need to closing your eye to do the meditation on contemplating. When we do the meditations, then the both are requirements, the stabilizing meditations and then analytical meditations. For example, if you meditate open, as I mentioned, the taking refuge, then you have to contemplate open that the Buddha, he has a power or energy to protect us or not. And then other analytical goes further more and more. So therefore, the meditation needs both what we call the stabilization meditation and then the analytical meditation. So through this, you can trust upon the Buddha through your reasonings. So here I have forgot to say one thing. So when you do the meditation, just not meditation, what says that the meditation of nothingness or blindness meditation is not the correct meditations. And when if you're the meditation is not like that, in the example, you pick up one burly seed, and you, someone said that all of burly seeds are like same like this. It's so example of that, all the meditations are same like the nothingness meditation. That's not right explanation. If you want to the listening wisdom, then listening wisdom, it depends upon the hearing or listening. Then you should listen, therefore you should listen or hear. And the contemplating wisdom, which depends on the contemplating or the thinking, then you should think and contemplate. And the wisdom of the meditation, which depends upon the meditation, therefore if you want to arise the meditation wisdom, then you should meditate upon the object, right? Therefore, in the great or classic scripture or the Dharma text, it explains step after step.
It explains.
There's a reason someone who do the listening, who do the contemplating and then meditations. Someone who is the really rich upon the listening, then he is the idea of the contemplation and the thinking is very vast and extensive. Someone who's thinking and the contemplation is very rich and vast, then he has the much amount to do the meditate, and through this way he can against or defeat those the defilements and so on, whatever.
In
the measure, the scriptures, rose texts, it explain detail about how to having, how to contemplating, and then the take it to the steps of the meditations. In this way, as we do, we have to do the listening and then contemplating. Therefore, the analytical meditations also the necessary. And if someone say that the analytical meditation is the not requirements or necessary, then that's the wrong explanations. Therefore, it gives the example if the horse wants to run on the its track or horse track. Then some first someone show the horse tracks, and then after that horse should be racing or run on that track. If someone show the horse track, and then if horse run towards the other direction, that's the not the proper way.
Ini sungguh agak jadi syarat sungguh rimbas sungguh siapa tu? Ia ganggu apa? Ini tarik hasil siapa ni? Sebabnya, selamanya dua bal bantu sebab mereka siapa? Jijul di bawah mereka ini. Jijul sana kare, kumil lumi sebabnya. Sebab syarat sungguh nama siapa tu? Pasti ini kumil lumi itu kan sendiri sih mampu ini siapa sebabnya?
Therefore, it's if the person said that the analytical analysis or the investigation is not necessary for the meditations, and then they destroy the steps of the meditations. It says that first listening and then contemplating and then the meditations. Therefore, those are one step or the another. And also the requirements.
There
are two types of persons. One person he learned much, and another person who is the irritated or not learned persons. If they say that the analysis is not necessary on the meditations or And then it seems like that the, at the time of the meditation, someone who learns very much and someone who don't learn, they become the very equalizations or the sameness on when they do the meditations. And also someone who said, if someone said that the when you do the meditations, then at that time you don't need the analytical meditations, that also not a proper speech.
The spiritual historical period in Tibet, one the Tibetan Dharma Raja or the king of the spiritualism called the Tisong Divsen. At that time, there was the, someone who explained the wrong description upon the Dharma practice or the meditations. At that the time called the one meditation called the Hashangs, and his way of the meditation is the not right meditation way or the path. And after later Tisong Divsen, that king, the good Dibamkara Shirjan has arrived in Tibet. He explained how to do the meditation in the proper way or path. And after that, the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa has arrived in Tibet, and he also explained very well and criticized upon those the wrong meditations with the complete complete way. In this way, the it's very someone who's, if some ordinary person said that, oh, that is the wrong meditation, that's the right meditation, that's not big matter or the big case. If some the great spiritual masters or the lama, and then if they explain to those disciples or the students in the wrong directions, then this disciple or student might thought that, oh, that's the right directions, then he will make the many big error towards those many and large amount of the Dharma student and spiritual disciples. For me, I'm just a very ordinary master, and I cannot benefit much to those students. But if the spiritual master is very high reputations, then if they benefit to the students, then they can benefit a lot up to those students, a large amount of students. If they harms or misguided to those students, then they can misguided a large amount of, you know, those students. So I don't say that in the Gelugpa traditions, I don't say that we have a wrong meditation, we don't have it. But when the spiritual master, they should be very careful. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa really emphasized upon how to do the meditation in the proper way or the proper path.
In the Gomjung the Marathi, Gom race, said the Gom in the Gomjung Maris, said the Gom Ganga, Hiningo, and something Yadopa, Madopa Dulia, Gomjaya, me or Shagar was, the Changu, some Shavam, Jabra Linda, and Gomia, me or Shagar was, said the Tuzung Gosung Piggy, telen jiba xia taga no gomri lagu modu gomri ne be hine tene tobu maris kizi tobu yon in sande ne do bada bada ne gom jaya me xa gra wasu de te hasan ta wa ri tang gom ra de tang gom da
Here it says that when we make the division of the meditations, then the meditation of the listening, the meditation of the contemplation, and then the meditation of the meditation, then these three steps, both all of them are the what we do, the meditation, and then the meditating upon one object. If someone thought and he or she has the idea of that, or the listenings or the study and the contemplating is not the meditation, then that is the very wrong conceptions. Why? The reason of that, if someone don't accept the listening and the contemplating as the meditations, then they will never arise utilize the meditating until they arising the meditation until they arising the wisdom of meditations, or the until they don't arise the knowledge of the first realm of the concentrations, and then they also do not accept that what we do, the meditate upon the bodhicitta or the body mind, awakening mind, and also the subject of the death and impermanence. So someone who accept only just meditation is the only focus on one object without the analytical, then they don't accept analytical meditations, and then they will never utilize or practice the meditation until they reach the state of knowledge of the shamatha or the calm shine or calm abiding. There are three mental attitudes mental attitudes of the desire realms, and the form, and then another second mental attitude of the form realms, and other what we call the third the formless realms. If they do the wrong explanation upon the meditations, then as we are in the desire realm, then we cannot do the meditation. We cannot do the meditation until we reach the first concentration step of the form realm.
Yeah,
Regarding of the subject matter of the meditations, the meditation is not only the shamatha or the calm abiding. There also meditation as the on the desire realms, and it explained in the Dharma text of the Abhidharma, the upper and the lower Abhidharma Dharma text is explained upon the meditations. The meditations or someone who meditate upon the object, it means that be familiarize your mental consciousness towards the object, that is the meditations. Be opportunity or give the chance to your mental consciousness towards the on the object of your meditation. That is what we call the meditation. For example, if someone meditate upon the compassion, the karuna or ningxie, then they do familiarize their mental consciousness or the mental factors upon the compassion or karuna, and they do meditate upon those different types of the dukkha, dungel, or the suffering or the painful of those sentient beings. And if they want to meditate upon the metriya or the champa, the loving kindness, then they will concern much happiness upon those sentient beings and develop their mental factors towards that object of sentient beings and be familiar the mental factors upon those sentient beings when they do the meditation upon the loving kindness and the compassion.
Ode sedang di gomsena da ene gomsena jigbaris ode deimba garis ene mundo jen ka zo tongdo gombe lam da jesu seda loza wa kaji gomsi gomje gomji kaji gomsi la gorisi khonje tonda ya gomja kare ne tele ya sem jeba shwa ta garang ya gomsena da gomsena jigbaris ode jigbaris.
So what is the meditation in the one text, one shastra, or the literature's text called the Abhisamaya Alamkara or the Mundoken, the clear ornament of the realizations. It explains that the meditation means that the familiarize your mind upon the object, and also it becomes the habit on mental habit on that types of the object. That what we call the meditations. So, however, it becomes the be familiarized, and also it says that be habitual on that object. That explanation of the meditation.
That thing is that in the Jeba Sina in the Gumri Mursa, Tigre Lins, Rua, here Jidin Shabe, Segundo in Yorba, Jada Nikaza Ninja, Kaza Ninja in La Tonga, the Lambda Gumi Lamila, Yonda and the Simba, the Jeta Gumilum, said Tijan Gonushi Gorwa, said Tijan Gonuka, the Yanga Jeba Shia, the Samoton and Joba, the Jeba Shia, what did they say had those in the late Tambo Pasho, Pabellum, Gonuta, the Tanda Via.
Regarding of that the meditation, even those the high level meditation of the higher level bodhisattva, they do the analytical meditations. So of course, when the steps of the ordinary beings or the ordinary path, then there also requirement of the investigation or the analytical meditation.
Mm.
Therefore, the both are the requirement, what we call the stabilization meditation, stabilizing meditation, and the analytical meditations. The both are necessary. If you forget on then give up the analytical meditations, then how you can find the object of the meditation without the analytical meditation? Therefore, analytical meditation also necessary.
The analytical meditation is really requirements. Requirements upon those practice of the meditations of the faith. Meditation upon the four immeasurables, the meditation upon the impermanence, and the meditation upon the dukkha or the sufferings. For example, if someone do the meditate upon the faith, then they have to visualize the object of the faith. When they already visualize the object of the faith, then they want to see the qualities of that the meditation object of faith. Then, in order to see the qualities of the holy object, then they need the analytical meditation, or they depends upon the logic and the reasonings. Lacking of the reasonings or lacking of the logic way, then they cannot see or develop their the qualities of their object. Therefore, it's really necessary. And in we change our steps upon the object of the four immeasurable, then one what we call the immeasurable of the compassion. Then here again, if you want to develop your immeasurable compassion or the karuna, then you have to concern and then you need all the reasonings to understand the suffering of those sentient beings. Here again, it comes the analytical meditation. And also, when someone contemplate upon the death and impermanent subject, then they also need the analytical meditation or reasonings. Lacking or without the analytical meditations, then the realizations of the impermanence and the death will not arise. Again, if I review or mention what I have said, that if you want to contemplate upon the suffering, then you can contemplate upon the suffering of those three lower realms, how they experience and so on, one reason after another reason, then it can developing your meditations, which supported by the analytical meditation.
Yes. It also expressed and explained about how to do the proper meditations in the Shastra or the literature called the Bodhisattva Chayatara, or the engaging of the Bodhisattva deeds, and also other texts called the Shikshasamuchaya, or the training of the condensed training of the Bodhisattva, right? So in those texts, it's explained how to do the meditations, and someone who do the meditate upon his or her physical body, and then how to protect it, and then how to give it, and then how to pure it. Those subject or the practice of meditations also recommend the analytical meditations. Someone if he or she accept only the blindness or the dullness is the meditation, then those the Shastra or the literature which is written by the Acharya Shantideva is not necessary about the explanation of the analytical meditation.
Oh dear, then that loved you this song is there. So the Jim is a Tama, Zimba Tama, they are going in Silva. Soon as in the Dal Senna to Supreme Tomoj and the Dilka today, you get the Major Sunday. Soon as I said, Tabar Shiva Cemetery, now to a Cosumimu going to begin. Muada, don't you go mad, Jesse? You appear as in the Jesse University, what is the Gango Gom Sunga? So come to talk about that.
So if those conceptions are not need for the meditations, then it's against to the Shastra or the literature of those the literature of the Acharya Shantideva. So his text called the Shikshasamuchaya, or the condense of the training, it says that the benefits of the giving the physical body, and then the disadvantage of all the explanation about how to protect it, and also how to do it, the object of the purity through the three signs, or the explanation about the how to do practice emptiness, and also the how to increase Dharma practice, and then also the subject about the rejoicing, those Tibetan we call Tang giving, and Sung protections, and Thakpar Chepa to be purity, and then Parva increasing those, and then Jesuirang is the rejoicing, those explanation explained in the Shikshasamuchaya text. Therefore, the topic or the subject of the meditation is not a very small, or it's a very vast and extensive subject about the meditations. The purpose the only is the stabilization meditations when at the beginning of the practice of shamatha shine, which in English we call the calm abidings.
Yes.
So this the misconception upon the meditation, that is the very vast misconception upon the meditation. Therefore, it's necessary to reject it or refute it. Otherwise, the meditation not become a very proper meditation. And in more detail about the how to do the meditation and how to refute the the misconceptions upon the meditation in detail, the extra subject called the subject of the shamatha, shinekam abiding, and then the subject of the vipassana or hathung, which is what the extraordinary things in the last chapter of it by the reasoning or the logics.
This the misconception of upon the meditation is a great mistake, and then the obstacles towards someone who practices the Dharma, because they it says that not sorry. They said that the listening is not necessary, the contemplating is not necessary. If someone don't do the contemplating and the listening, then they cannot carry those into the they don't understand how to do practice the Dharma. And then also, if there is no need to listening and then the contemplating, then there's no necessary of those mantra tasks which explain about the how to do listening, how to do contemplate, open those. So by these misconceptions or the wrong idea open the meditations, it really attack and harms to alive the proper and right the teachings of the Dharma. And then also if the meditation is just a dullness or the blindness meditations, then the two gaining or the realizations from the memorizing spiritual texts and then doing the retreat practicing, they cannot arise the realizations without the listening and then contemplations. Therefore, it's necessary to block or refuting those misconceptions. So this the person who accept the misconceptions upon the wrong conceptions, then that's once the called the person the meditator called the Hashang, he really disrespect upon the sutra which one sutra, and then he just kick or the very disrespect upon that sutra.
레다 제단 단다디 이니 조금 지고 지금 말했어 이니 리베 제바시는 공구레스 쭉 지금 조금도 지금 니가 고그레 송여라와 지수는 단 조금 세야 돼 간대지 지금 가서 간대지 세는 어디 스타디 롱도 송거라 니는 남신저시 지금 이나 신저시는 조금 이는 해봐야 됐어 그리고 신이 대박 공부당 대조 동시에심 니와 가와 채와 메다바 렌제 코에님이 성주 섬공부터 어떻게 제공이 있었다. 로아 데로아 베네 카르사. 데로아 카르사. 신이의 대바스도 신이의 대발의 신이의 용대 통고라 용대 통고의 제바신 통고라와 즉시 더 대조 동진이가 써야 돼. 근데 대조 니가 다 동시에 못 이가 그 기준 상으로 어때 제공을 해도 와 니시 카르사 니가 와탕 애니가 채워면다 봐. 채워면다 군대상 기준 상으로 통고라와 내가 답변 쇼 구두 섬세야 되고 드래기 여러 쇼하면다 삼모도 비게 가르사 이름도 내가 삼모도 애니 되는 쇼하면다 또 올라게 애니 쇼를 구야 드래 용고로 어디서 메다 바탕서 렌제 레주리데 다는 드부 데도로 게와다 베데다 짐바탄 비게 드부 중고요다 세나시네 애니 비게 가다 예다지야 드부 메온도 어디게 남자지 강 리베고네 애니 삼모도 고라 리벨람 the town in Lady Lata, big bonnetas, but on the penny, you said, Madame Nimu, you said, in the rebuke one big never know, she seems to go, that could not what you are to go, but you can repair some of them with that, this year. Coy Nimu says, some of them, and Coa Toma member to keep and Coa Toma Medan. In the Kiava ready to do it, because you don't know what did it, mobile, some of them, you can repair some of them, or what said the Giganga Jagum is what.
Here, if the meditation, it has the two parts, the part one, the stabilizing meditations, and then the part two, the analytical meditations. So what are those, the stabilizing meditations, or what are those, the analytical meditations? So here, if I explain about the requirements of the analytical meditations, analytical meditating upon the guru or the spiritual master, the analytical meditating upon the precious human form, which has the leisures and then the opportunities or endowments, and the subject what we call the death and impermanence, and the karma, cause and effect, and the samsara, suffering of the cyclic existence, or the samsara, bodhicitta, mind of enlightenment, or the altruistic intention, those are necessary of the analytical meditation. For example, if you want to develop your analytical meditation upon the guru, then you need to understand the qualities of or the defining characteristics of the spiritual master or the guru. Then in order to discover or understand that, you need really the analytical meditation. That's the number one requirement of the analytical meditations. And then when you focus and shift your meditating, open the precious human form of the leisures and then the opportunities. And then you have to count in those the numbers, and also how it is very rarity and difficult to form such a precious human form. And then what the purpose of that human form? Then here it goes, and you depends upon the reasoning or the logic or the analytical meditations. And if you meditate upon the karma, and then you have to thinking. What is the karma? What is the cause? What is the effect? What is the positive cause? What is the result of the positive cause? In the consequence way, what is the negative cause and its result? Then here, it depends the analytical meditations, and also Gishala expressed that if you give some material things and food to the others, then you can receive the positive result of your positive karma or positive actions. If you misery on, if you holding grasping on your materials and things, then in the law of the karmic karma and the cause and effects, it says that if you holding too much or attach too much your possessions, then you will burn in the breath of the hungry ghost. So he that's the second or third, and then the if you want went to the meditate, open the samsara, sagri existence, and then what are those the sufferings or the dukkha of the sagri existence or the samsara? Then that's really necessary of the analytical meditations. And also when you develop try to generate the bodhicitta or altruistic intention or the awakening mind, then there also in this practice you also need the or requirements of those reasoning or the logic in order to arise the realization. So these practices, many practices, it requires the analytical meditation, and then you can gain the realizations. So So if I more focus or expand upon the how the analytical meditation or the meditation of the investigation upon the bodhicitta or the body mind, then in order to generate the authentic bodhicitta, you need to practice upon the maitreya or the loving kindness, and you need to practice upon the karuna, and then the compassion or nyingche in Tibetan. Then in order to develop that karuna and then loving kindness towards the all sentient beings, then you have to understand those sentient beings are have been your mother. So in order to develop that meditations that all sentient beings are your mother, then you have to understand the cycle of your rebirth, cycle of their rebirth. Through this reasoning, you understand all of those are your mother beings. So here you need and really depends upon the analytical meditation in order to generate the authentic bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. So today, Gishla will pass here, and then we'll explain, continue in the next week. If you have any questions, then please ask the question.
So it's still not very clear to me, Geshe-la, if stabilization or analytical meditation comes first, or is one a byproduct, or is stabilization meditation will come as a consequence of analytical meditation?
필요한. 나 조금 더 조금 열어라. 조금 더 조금 더 이해를 가리 재우래서. The consequence or the process how to gain those two types of the meditation of the stabilizing all the analytical meditations. So first step you to do is the analytical meditations. After you analyze investigate upon that object, then keeping your mind on that object as you do the next step, what we call the stabilizing meditation. Thank you very much.
O peerless saver and supreme teacher, Shirahado Sun, O the 17 masters and adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga and so on, O Dimakara, as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold path. It adds ever higher the realizations of enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teaching of Sangha by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who evolved in the forces of the five degenerations. And to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teachings, may your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion, to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero, who has perfectly realized with his mind the threefold ethics, the pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching, he who has raised the parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is the sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for the Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma, out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of the Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacity. Please return soon as a great Dharma king. teaching, who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon, just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure enthusiastic mind. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regard to perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus, that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Nam mô vô song cứu độ chí tôn bổn sư Tịnh Phạn Thái tử. Nam mô 17 cao tổ chư hiền thánh tăng long thọ vô trước. Nam mô Dikapara cùng tông cơ pha tôn vương tử phụ. Quang lâm đương chốn hiện tại hiện tiền ban truyền phước nhũ. Thênh thang đạo lộ trực chỉ chân tâm kiến tánh đẳng giác. Ngài đã siêu việt do nghiêm túc giữ ba tạng giới luật, rồi lại phát huy bay bổng tuyệt vời bồ đề hạnh chứng. Tôn sư quang vinh từ chúng thỉnh cầu gót sen lễ lại, xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp lô sang bằng chữ thắt chặt giới nghiêm minh thiền môn từ viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh chuyên hành trình giữa mặt chứng đắc. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham ba cõi hữu tình, thường bị bao phủ trao đổi khôn nguôi mãnh lực ngũ trược, đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát vườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà, xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện thành phước hiện. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phù hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ huệ bi tịnh phổ rạng ngời, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời, niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm, của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, ngài nâng cao lộng vòng pháp bảo, trăm hướng vươn lan tỏa môn phương, báu thân ngài chói nhòa phẩm hạnh, sau bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh biết chi, ngài từng trước Phật thệ nghi, hứa luôn hoằng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, khế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kín, tam đoạn luật xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hằng thâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nước lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ươm sen hé nhụy hương lân pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, cho thần lực tam bảo linh ứng, cho thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Oh. Yeah, no more, you're a runner, I mean,